Okay, so now we are going to finish Masechet Kilayim. We were at the bottom of Pei Gimel Bet at Halacha Vav. We're continuing on the theme of connection between the linen and the wool. So as we saw in the previous Mishnah, there is a very specific definition. We saw several shittos in the Rishonim how to understand it, that you need shuotavivanos, and whether you need one of them or you need all three of them, and whether it's about defining the thread or the connection, but at some point, clearly, there needs to be a connection in order for it to be defined as kilayim. So that's the topic of this Mishnah. Hatoke pchifa achat. If you stitch it with a single stitch, in a chibur, so it's not considered connected. And what we're going to say is we don't actually start just with the halacha of kilayim, but as often the case, we broaden it to a general principle about cases in which you require stitching or connection. So the first one is toma. If you have two clothes that are attached to each other, so if they're actually attached and one becomes tame, the other becomes tame because it's halachically one. And similarly for the purpose of tahara, if you sprinkle paraduma ashes on one of them, the other will become tahar. But if you have only a single stitch, so then it doesn't. And similarly, vein mamishum kilayim. Right? If linen is connected to wool by only a single stitch, then it's not considered joined for the purposes of kilayim. Now, the classic case of this, obviously, is Shabbat, where the definition of tvira is two stitches. Right? And if you do less than that, it may not just be chatzi, a partial iser, meaning a chatzi shir, like you would have in Kol HaTorah Kula, and Shabbat, sometimes even more mekil, right? If, in certain cases, when the Mishnah actually says that the malacha is a hatofer shtei tfirot, so as many of the, especially the Lamdanim, point out, that may be that this is not just a shir, but it's the definition. That if you do less than that, it's a chatzi malacha. And chatzi malacha is even more mekil, because it's lacking the tzura of the malacha. It's lacking the very definition of the malacha. And that's the case. The following case, Vashomta b'Shabbat patur. Right, so this has two implications. One is for the creation of it, and the other is the undoing of it, meaning tofer and korea. And if it's less than two, so then tearing it is not undoing, it's not korea. Now, why would it be that we don't talk about tefira, we talk about korea? So it could have just said it. So some suggest that no, what you see here is exactly the point that I made before, is that we're dealing here not with a localized halacha, but we're dealing with a universal halacha. We're dealing with the very definition of attachment, the definition of sewing. And therefore, it's not even really a chiddush to say that it's not tefira. Now, korea, the chiddush is that even the implication for korea is true, but so this, for example, if you look in the Mishnah Rishon, he says tema the shavak tofer v'naka korea. Why would you say this? So answer one, v'efsher demai detani tkivachat ena chibur mashma namelin Shabbat. So he says again, the first answer simply might be that the Mishnah understands we're not introducing localized halacha; we're introducing the very definition of connection, the definition of sewing. And therefore, the chiddush is korea, because you might not have known that korea and tofer are exact mirror images of each other. And therefore, the Mishnah has to tell you that this is true by korea as well as tofer. But tofer might have been obvious. Or alternatively, we just learned that elsewhere. That maybe it might not be tofer, but maybe it's kosher, right? So if it's kosher, so then, right? So maybe that's why it has to teach it to us because it might still be usur to do under certain circumstances a single one, and that's why it focused on the reverse. So that's his second answer. But again, the first answer I think is much simpler. It doesn't mean the second one isn't true as well, but it definitely is. Right, it's definitely just a very a straightforward way of answering it. Now the Tiferet Yisrael is an interesting answer. He asked it. He says, "Rabuta kashma kamash blon. Lomi boy boza b'shabat apata dore. Lasa malacha shleima bat kiyom." He said, "Look, maybe at some level it's obvious that you're not chayev for making it on Shabbat because malacha has to be malachet machshevet. It has to be kiyom. It needs to be permanent. And if you do one, it's just going to come out. So maybe that's obvious. But you might have thought hakoreya, even if you're not undoing a permanent stitch, when the undoing is permanent, and therefore what it's teaching is that no, it doesn't matter. Korea is in fact the reverse of tofer. Inami also to pater kvar nishma reis to kamar ino chibur. Or again, the second answer is like the first answer we saw in the Mishnah Rishona, that it was obvious from the first answer that this was the case, because if it's not a connection, so it's not. It's not going to be a connection anywhere. Now, again, it could also be that the Gemara is weighing the question of whether, in fact, this is a localized halacha in each case, or it's a universal halacha about defining attachment. So that's, I guess, another possibility. There are other answers that are given as well. The Chavad Yair suggests that despite the seeming comparison between Shabbat and Kilayim, they're actually different, but we do need to move on here. Also, Shnei Roshabit Bitzad Echad. Now, if you bring the threads two ends to the same side, meaning you pass through the needle through twice. So now the two ends are on the same side of the cloth, right? Meaning up and then back down. So they're there. Chibur. So again, that is considered connected. The Rambam might hold that this is not the case, that it's passed the cloth only one time. But it's chibur v'yeshma v'shem kilayim v'ashom to v'shabbat chayav. And if you undo it on Shabbat, that's chayav. You never match it to shalesh. Not until you do it three times. Meaning it needs to be, right? So, meaning the first sheet to hold that this is a full stitch, which is a connection. Yehuda says, no, it has to be one once in, once out, and then again in, and we'll see why. Now this is very complicated. So what exactly does this line mean? So one possibility, again, this is easier with pictures. One possibility is that you have a piece of woolen cloth attached to a sack, stitched to a piece of linen, attached to a box. So you might have thought that since the sack and the box are separate and will eventually be disconnected, the wool, which is batel to the sack, is not considered joined to the linen. The Mishnah says that is not true. Right? This is the Marfolda, the Rash, and therefore it's usur to cover yourself either with the box or the sack. And again, this comes back to what we discussed earlier, whether when you have linen and wool and part of a garment, whether it's actually usur to cover yourself with the opposite side of the garment or not. But the standard psak is that yes, and Shulchan Aruch writes in Shinalf Gimel, Begegodol v'kilayim mitzad echad, usur lo zho afilu mitzidu ha-sheini, avu yishad tzad shabu kilayim nigrar al-gabei ha-karaka. A second possibility, which comes from Rash, is as follows. If a person attaches a sack and a box directly to each other, and the far side, meaning the side away from the joined side, he puts wool, and the far side of the box, he puts linen. And then you want to attach them to your back by tying the two cloths together. So even though the stitched together cloths are definitely kilayim, you might have thought that it's a mutter to essentially wear this as a knapsack, because the kilayim is going to fall, right, would fall off if worn for the sack and the box, which have nothing to do, right? They are separate entities. So we have to tell you that it is, in fact, usser. A third possibility, and this is found in the Rashi Shans, is that if the cloth is itself, which is itself kilayim, is attached to a sack or a box, carrying the box on your shoulder in a way that warms you, it's going to be usher, because sometimes a box can be considered a garment, therefore it integrates. A fourth page, there's a nice summary here in the art scroll. A fourth position by the Rav Matz, and this is the Rambam as well. It's the Rambam in Perek Yod, Halacha Gimel. Is tougher beget semer b'shal pishton. I feel tougher meshner tougher beget semer b'chuti pishton. Beget pishton b'chuti semer. Kasher b'chuti semer b'chuti pishton. Godlaw feel not on semer b'shne b'saku b'kupa v'karchan. Re elu ki lion. What's the case? So it's simply that yachdav means where you have linen and wool which are inside a box. And yachdav means that any union of linen and wool are considered kilayim, including linen and wool, inside the same container. So if they're kept together, the box connects them, and you can't carry this box. And this, again, works with the Rambam, who doesn't need all three, right? And has much, you know, a broader understanding of connection. The Perush Mishnah, the Rambam understood it differently. Though apparently the Rambam, right, according to Rav Kafach, the Rambam himself actually crossed out this his own parish. Okay, let us continue because we haven't even started paying Dalit. So the Gemara says, Rav Chanina Amar Ad Yachud. Right, when is a full stitch considered a connection? A Yichud calls Sitra. It's not a connection until the entire length of the thread comes down on the other side of the cloth, meaning the thread has to be pulled all the way through and all the way to the other side. And Amar Rabbi Yanai, Amar Lola Rechanina, say you crop. And they said to him, get out of here, right? Go and learn Tanakh. Right? Now, this is very interesting. What does that mean? So, Rashi really quotes here from Rashi, that Rav Chanina was a Tanakh guy. And basically they're insulting him and saying, listen, you're very good at giving, you're very good at Tanakh. You know Tanakh really well, but you're not a halachist, so please go back and give a shir in Tanakh or something. This comes to obviously the much broader question in general, which is, you know, why does it seem that not everyone was an expert in Tanakh? And that was, even in Chazal, there's some evidence that not everyone was an expert in Tanakh, definitely in the medieval period. The Gonim already talk about this. Famously, Rabbi Natam in Sanhedrin Chav Dalet argues that even though the Gemara says you have to divide your limud, shlish be mikra, shlish be mishnah, shlish be talmud, if you learn Bavli, that counts because it's kulo balul, it's all mixed. It's mixed together, and this is part of a tradition of people who didn't learn Tanakh, at least not well. And that was a little bit less true on the Sephardi side, but there's an excellent treatment of people know it from Balei HaTosfot, but Professor Kanerfogel in his book on education in the High Middle Ages notes the trajectory of this tradition starting in the Gonim. But at any rate, the point is not everyone was an expert in Tanakh. He was an expert in Tanakh, but they're saying you're an expert in Tanakh, but halachically, let's correct you. But Tanin, we learn in the Mishnah that if you bring the threads to the same side, but according to you, that it's not a thread until it goes all the way in and all the way back up, that implies right that it needs to right. It doesn't need to be pulled through
all the right completely, because you're coming back to the same side. V'atani Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad sheshalish me'ata ad yechod v'esuk v'yechod. And Rabbi Yehuda says that it's three, but according to this, it has to be a full length thread, right? That you come up and the entire length goes down again. Right? He only holds that it goes one, two, three. Right? Even if the full thread is not pulled through. Elohachin v'hachin, therefore it doesn't matter whether the whole thread is pulled through. It doesn't matter whether you need two or three is the machlok in the Mishnah, but either way, you don't need the full thread. And now we quote a brayta that is related. Chutz shehish chilu lamachat, a thread that you threaded through a needle, if you'll kosher mikan mikan, even the thread is knotted in both ends, so it can't be removed without tearing. Ain't a chibur, that's not a chibur, not for tuma. Tafur lebegin, you sew it to the begin, you don't remove the needle. Chut chibur lebegin is considered attached. Right, again, for tuma and for shatnez and all the things we're talking about. Now this is again only the thread, but not the needle, because the needle will come up, right? And the needle is not part of the clothing, so that will not be connected for tuma, for tara, for kilayim, etc. Mishnah continued, also shnei rashe betzad echad, if you bring the two threads to the same side, so it's considered connected for tuma and kilayim. Shabiona virabiosi tarvan amrin bekasher mikan mikan. That's only if it's tied on both ends, right? And the Gemara and the Bavli in Shabbat Ayin Daled, when it's talking about the definition of tofer. Sorry. So the Gemara says, right, that who atover stitcher velokaima two, right, stitches that's not going to stand, so it's not going to last, and that's not kaima. So only if he tied it, right? So that's the Bavli in Sanhedrin, in Shabbat rather. So here as well, in order for it to be connected, it needs to be tied. Now, how it'll have to be tied, so that's a huge discussion, but let's just, we'll just posit that for now. Some say it's a double knot, some say it's a single knot upon themselves. Milon, the Rabbanon plegan. However, the Rabbanon disagreed. Amar Rabbi Bab, Rabbi Yirmi Shem Rav, Hamavtiach Tadav B'Shabbat. If you pull the sides of a clothing together on Shabbat, Chay Mishum, Tofer, right? If they're sort of separate at the seam and you just pull them together, even though they're going to come loose again. Now, the Gemara in Shabbat quotes this as well, though it doesn't clarify that this is Tofer. It just says Chayv Chatat. Though Rambam and Shulchan Aruch do assume that it is Tofer, and that is the simple pshat, but it doesn't actually say it. V'yemer mishum tofer mishum kosher. But now the Yerushalmi says, right, that it's either tofer or kosher. Meaning, you're chayiv for one of those even without tying the ends. Now the problem here is just that the Gemara, by rejecting this, seems to imply, right, or stating machloket, seems to say that, well, we don't paskin, that you need to tie it, right? That was the first shita, but not how we paskin. However, the Rama quotes from the Tur, quoting the Rash, again, the Rishonim, but even the Halacha, he says, V'yesham, lo v'kilayim, ela b'shtei k'tivot, v'kasha shtei rashi achut. So how could that be? Right, how could it be that the Rama paskin that you do need the tying if the implication here is that Chachamim don't require it? So the what the Gra suggests is, well, okay, that may be true. Right, it may be true that the Yerushalmi says that this is the case, but as we said, right, while we don't always have so much halacha in Bavli from Zoraim, obviously in Kilai Begadim, we really, really do. And especially in these Kifot issues,
We really do. Because of the parallel to Shabbat. And if that's the case, right, he suggests that since the Bavli does say that you need the Kashran, so it could just be that the Yerushalmi thinks that we paskin not that way. But maybe the Bavli paskins that we do, and that's why the Ramah would paskin that way based on, I mean, why the Rosh would paskin that way. Okay, Mishnah continues. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Amar Rabbi Shimon, time of the Rabbi Yehuda, Adidei Shlishi, Melachto Mitkayamet. Now, why does he need the third? So again, as we saw, just like by Shabbat, in order for it to be Chayav, it needs to be Mitkayim. So he just holds it without three stitches, it's going to come apart. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Kari Lazar. So does that mean Yehuda holds like Rabbi Lazar? Which is particularly problematic because Rabbi Lazar is a Talmud of Beit Shammai Shamuti. Or he's in Chayrim, or whatever it exactly means. Tamina and Taman, because we say later on in Shabbat, the Rabbi Elazar Omer, Ha'orek Shlosha Chutin Betchila, that if you weave three threads, Ve'echad al Oreg, and then you add one to fabric that's already partially woven, so Chayev, then you're Chayev. Whereas the Chachamim hole, you only need two threads. So is he paskening like Rabbi Elazar? So Gemara says, no. He says, look, by Shabbat, it might be that all you need is mitkayim. Right. But maybe kilayim, and this is where we, right, as I said, you have to wonder what to what extent in each of these cases are we positing a local halacha, and what extent are we positing a universal one? So we were at first reading it that we're defining here tofer, but it could be that at least some of these elements are localized, and this is what the Gemara is suggesting. So our full this is in Shabbat Masak Lazar Shalosh Mishum Kiyum Malachta Shem Lokan Yit Parik Legamre Vein Kan Malacha Unsur Leinu Mit Parik Malachta Mit Kayemet Bilti Shlishi V'ri Nami V'hakar Abad Unsur Leinu V'ha Masak Chacha Shalosh Lo Mishum Kiyum Malacha V'stah Berhu D'shtei Tfir Ein Osin Chibur Gomur V'chazak Shem Rekoch Shtei Tfir Lahach Zika Begayach B'chozek V'chol Kiai Gavno L'chashel Leiri V'chibur L'kilayim. The Yehuda's being mechadesh is that no, they're different. The standard by Shabbat is simply will it last, will it not last. But b'kilayim, you need a strong connection. Now, why is that, right? Is it because on Shabbat, the Ikar is the Maisa? Is that you're doing a Maisa of Tofer? And therefore, in order to be defined as a Maisa of Tofer, it needs to be permanent. But by kilayim, you need it in order to create a beged, which is mechubar. It's about the result, and maybe that has a different standard or something like that. But the point is that tying for Shabbat and tying for kilayim is not the same, and that seems to be. Even the Pnei Moshe is not quite as in this sense that might be what the Pnei Moshe is getting at. Right, and he says, "V'svir le'relazar b'Shabbat melacha mitkayemet be'inan." Then Shabbat, all you need is that it will last. Aval hacha b'kilayim nimishim chiburhu, but b'kilayim is about connection, and therefore, right, that might be just a different lamdus. Now the Reb Chaim Kanievsky here. And the Korban Eidah and the parallel on Shabbat suggest that the Gemara is making a different distinction. And not between Kilayim and Shabbat, but rather between Tofer and Oreg. Okay. So then the Gemara continues. Hasak v'akupa, so the sack and the box, or Kilayim for all the many ways we understood it before. Rabbi Simon, Rishim, Rishim, and Levi, Lashana, Lasak. Hasalo, there's only by a sack, but not by a basket. Why? So the Rosh Tzrilio says the reason is because, look, in order to be connected, it has to be something that people sometimes connect. This is the Haribam, Adukim Sakva Kupa. A basket no one would ever connect, and therefore, even if you connect it, it's not connected. You're going to take it apart. Or another reason
Then it might be, is right, if, as we saw from the Rosh Mishans, the reason it's aser is because sometimes, you know, you do actually, you know, you'll attach them and put you on your arm and sort of warm your shoulder with it. Well, maybe that's only true of a sack, which in addition to being something that you can carry things in, is also going to be able to warm you. And therefore, it integrates into the baguette by a basket with all the holes in it. It just won't be considered attached. Sorry, it won't be considered a baguette. Or if you take the knapsack understanding that we saw before, so again, that might be only true when it's actually closed. But by baskets, where you can pull out the linen through the box, right? So then it's right. So then it's not going to be usher because it's not integrated in the same way. Ashkach Tani, and then the Gemara rejects it. He says, "Asalva sakvakum and sarfim kilaim olim in b'mishum kilaim." Right, whatever exactly we said here, we reject it because we see in this brayta that it's not true. Either we do keep it warm, or it is part of the, or the beged, or however you want to do it. Now the Gemara asks a question: Yirmiyahu boy, huvno, father and son, ma'ashit sarfu b'kilaim. Do they combine for kilaim? What are you talking about? Echavida, who lavishman in the amar? If the father is wearing, let's say, wool. Ubre lavish man in the chita, the son's wearing linen. Nazib is kada amar, and then he takes a strap of wool. Va'agle al trehon, and wraps them together. Right? Does that make it kilayim? Now, presumably, what we're talking about is that they're connected by something other than wool and linen, and that's the point: is this somehow going to connect them as if they're wearing it together? Now, why is it father and sons? But Beis Yosef already quotes two possibilities. One is that just a normal example of people who'd be that close together, or maybe he actually wants to, it brings the example, because it's an example where, you know, like you see those leashes sometimes that people have for their kids, which I think is a little bit weird, but okay. People have those leashes for their kids, so that's what it's talking about. So he's sort of tying his kid to him, and that's why the Gemara is asking whether this is considered a form of wearing or joint wearing. Or something like that. So Amar Rabbi Yosef Vahonu Nashoch. So the Gemara says, what is this? Is this biting, right? Nashoch is borrowed from the Sugyas and Challah, where if you attach two doughs to Mitzrayim to the shear, so it's called Nashoch, right? Even they're two separate doughs, but they can be connected. So he said, I don't understand, right? Like, what? Meaning it's just wrapped around them, right? You're not really attached, and therefore, no, it's not going to be. Right, it's not going to be kilayim. It's not going to be kilayim. Meaning, if it's wrapped together, right, it's not going to be. Kilayim. Now, the implication, though, is if they really were sewed together, then it would be kilayim. And that's, in fact, how we paskin. You look at the Ramah, right? Just to summarize it, you look at the Torah. In Shin, he says, V'chein avonu v'starfin kilayim, keitzad echatichat tzemer ve'echad me'em echatichat bishon v'sheni v'tofron b'yachad. If you actually sew them together, you actually weave them together, sew them together properly, so then it would be aser. Reheve kilayim. So Rav Chagai by who atzmo person himself ma'ashi start b'kilayim. Does he combine for kilayim? Echavida. What's that? Ulevadish dardes namar b'chader aglaya. If you're wearing a wool stocking on one foot, v'dars in dechita b'chader aglaya, and then a linen one of the other ones, are they connected by the fact that they're on one body? So Amar Rabbi Yosef, nu nashuch. What are you talking about? They're not connected. Lutzarcha delo. So obviously that's not kilayim. Obviously that is not kilayim. So
Then the Gemara continues. Third question. If you have wounds on your head, and you put wool, a bandage, on one of them, and linen on the other one, is that going to be aser? Because then you're saying lim, Rabbi Yosef, come on. It's not aser unless it's actually attached. Meaning in each case, unless it's properly attached, it's not going to be aser. So this is the Rajba. Follows it. The Rush understands it differently. According to him, Vahina Nashuch, he's not coming to resolve it, he's coming to qualify it. Right? Meaning, right, and that's, you know, what I already read from the Ramah, right, is what is the question? Is he saying no, because they're not connected, or he's saying only if they are connected? That Rabbi Yossi is saying that it's only in addition, if addition to the strap, they also are stitched together. So the Gemara says, well, what about if they're also strapped together? The stitching material and attachments, and the strap will prevent the father and son from separating. So then the Gemara leaves it unresolved and says a different question. A person is wearing a linen sock on one foot and a woolen one on the other one. Again, Rabbi Yossi qualifies the question and says it's clear that that's not kilayim. The question is that if they are stitched together, maybe that won't be a kilayim. And then the Gemara has a third question. What about the bandages? Maybe because they're both in the same limb, does that create kilayim? And here he finally answers it and says that no, that's insufficient. The only time that it's kilayim is if they are stitched together. Now that means that according to the Rush, if the father and son are not strapped to each other, then there's no problem with kilayim, even if their garments are attached by a stitch, which is the tour. But according to the Rajba, if they're stitched, even if not strapped, then it is going to be Aser. And that's, as I read before, that's how the Ramah paskened in Shulchan Aruch. And that's what the Shach clarifies here. That the Ramah seems to be following this position, that stitching is necessary and sufficient in order for it to be kilayim, and you don't need the strapping also in order for it to be sufficiently attached. And with that, Hadron Allah in Asur, Uslikal Mesech Kilayim. And we finish Masechet Kilayim, continuing to Masechet Shvi'it.